Today is the feast of Absalom Jones, the first African-American priest ordained by Bishop William White of Pennsylvania. It was a part of Bishop White's, he's in our calendar too, because of his progressive vision for the nation and for the Episcopal Church. And part of that included the ordination of Absalom Jones. I was looking at these lessons, and I was thinking about the Isaiah comment, I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations. We talk a lot about how much God loves us and cherishes us. And a correlate to that is that God gives us to our family, to our friends, to the world around us, to neighbor and stranger, as a precious gift. And it's an interesting thing to think of yourself as a gift to the world. Now, of course, you could take that in all kinds of bad, egotistical ways and carry it too far, but a light to the nations, a covenant to the people, an expression of God's love. That's a powerful move. And I think that that's the case with Absalom Jones. He had every reason in the world to be angry. Every reason in the world. He was born a slave. He made friends with Richard Allen, and they formed the Free African Society because they realized that the African-American community needed support that it didn't have. They were made lay preachers of St. George's Methodist Church in Philadelphia, which was a good thing, but they were so effective that the number of African Americans that started attending the church was growing and starting to outnumber the white people. So the white board of directors of the church decided, without telling them, that all the blacks had to sit in the balcony. And they didn't find that out until they walked into church Sunday morning and the ushers told them to go up to the balcony. And they left, and Allen started the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Now, remember, in this day, Episcopal, just the same reason our church chose the word, Episcopal was used as a way of designating that this church has chosen to have the order of bishops. Just like the Presbyterians chose that the highest level the highest order they would have is presbyters or priests. So Allen chose to form the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and Absalom Jones approached Bishop White. Bishop White saw here a pastoral opportunity, and he formed what still exists today, St. Thomas Church in Philadelphia. A classmate of mine is the rector there. And he made Jones the lay reader and then let him study and learn and later ordained deacon and then ordained priest. And throughout the whole time, Absalom Jones kept thinking of himself as a worker for God, as a gift that God gave to his people. He continued to work for the betterment of black people in Philadelphia and the nation, and was highly honored. At his funeral. People came out, all kinds of people, all kinds of important people came out. This is much the same in John. John 15 that we heard today is that section of John's gospel. It starts with vine and branches, and your job is to bear fruit. And then what happens is the vine and branches conversation sort of folds into its deeper meaning. And it starts by talking about abiding. You know, abide in my love. And then it goes yet a layer deeper and says, my love is the love the Father has shared with me and I share with the Father, and you live in that love. And that's what moves you to understand yourself as working in the world and doing my work. So that when we say, I was just actually ironically making the poster for Maundy Thursday this year. When we say Maundy means a commandment, when we say the new commandment is love one another as I have loved you, that's the only commandment Jesus gives in John. The only commandment he gives. There are lots of advice, lots of imperatives, lots of things that it would be good for you to do, but the only thing that he says, this is a commandment, is love one another as I have loved you. Which is fascinating and powerful, right? And it fits right in with Isaiah, I've given you as a covenant, and it fits right in with Absalom Jones, who kept loving his people no matter how hard it got, because he knew that Jesus loved him.